Today my guest will be a rare individual, Colonel Henschel. Now in his early 70s, the Colonel is vice chairman of a large corporation and director of several others. Yet Colonel Harry D. Henschel still finds time to serve as administrator for the United States Olympic Committee, to work with our State Department in a sports program for Israel, and to serve as chairman of the board for the New York City Baseball Federation. We'll hear from Colonel Henschel right after we have this important message. Colonel, what about this committee that you set up for the sports program for Israel?
Oh, you know about that too. Well, we're somewhat in the same position as you are. The boys of Israel and the girls of Israel have had none of the background, even of your boys that they had here. They knew nothing about sport. They knew nothing about ball. And our committee has been helpful in getting them the opportunity. We send coaches there through the State Department and sometimes our own. We send material. We're introducing baseball there now. We introduced basketball there about 10 or 12 years ago. We're helping to promote a school for physical education where the boys and girls who are learning there go out to the various communities and teach recreation, which is something new for them. And on the whole, we have given them the same opportunity that European and American boys and girls have had, and they just thrive on it. They're very sports hungry.
I see. What are some of the rewards for this? You must get tremendous...
Only satisfaction. You don't do it for thanks. What you're doing here and what you're doing for your people, you don't measure that in dollars. You just measure it in satisfaction.
Well, that
to me, it's a great reward.
Mm-hmm.
Way back in 1910, I was chairman of the basketball committee of the Amateur Athletic Union. That's 50 years ago. I was 20 years old at the time. I was playing basketball, but the administrative side of it was more interesting. We used to have baseball leagues in those days, and we fellows used to set up our own protest committees and things like that. So I gradually drifted into, from a competitor in athletics, into the administrative side and so on. We had the first unified rules in 1915. I was one of the 5 men from the Amateur Athletic Union, 5 from the colleges, and 5 from the YMCA, which had invented the game, a Dr. Naismith.
Yes.
Dr. Naismith was on the committee that I served on. So those are the things I've done outside of business and still managed to do pretty well in business.
I asked Colonel Henschel what rewards he got out of all these activities, and you just heard what he says. I'd like to pass along my feelings. I think that just doing things for other people is the reason why Colonel Henschel does this. He gets a big boot out of it.
And that just about does it for now, fans. See you soon.